Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is Zachary Cohen, VSiN.com senior editor, with another episode of Hardwood Handicappers. Hardwood Handicappers is sponsored by Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball takes into cash. Download the Better app and use code VSINPOD to get $10 free. No deposit needed. That's VSINPOD, V-S-I-N-P-O-D. We have a link for that in the description. We'll start today talking about what we saw on Saturday in the NBA Cup semifinals. I think the first of those two games was the less exciting of the two, with the Knicks beating the Magic somewhat comfortably in a game where Jalen Brunson just absolutely dominated. If you looked at my picks over on the website at VSiN.com, you saw I had Knicks -4.5, and I had Brunson to go over 29.5 points in that game. So did pretty well there, but I did end up losing on that second game because I had De'Aaron Fox over 5.5 assists at +100. I thought that that was a really good value play because I thought that Fox is going to play, you know, a good amount of minutes and just have the ball in his hands a lot. But those Spurs guards are all so good, and we've now seen that in some big stages. And, you know, San Antonio did snap Oklahoma City's 16-game win streak there. They've advanced to the NBA Cup Finals. This is now a team that I think that everybody needs to be taking very, very seriously. I was definitely wrong about this team, you know, heading into the season. I thought the three-point shooting was not going to be there for them to be a legitimate title contender. And maybe they're not quite there yet, but they're going to be a very tough out in the Western Conference playoffs. And they have been shooting the three ball very well. Like I said, all of those guards have been playing awesome. And, you know, we saw the impact of Wemby in a big game when he came in the second quarter and just completely changed the face of the game. Because in the first quarter, it looked like OKC was going to run away with it. And I was thinking that we were going to have a really boring game and just one that was going to be, you know, another uncompetitive, you know, Thunder victory. But Wemby came in, changed absolutely everything on both ends of the floor, and it was just kind of amazing to see the maturity of this team and what was pretty much a playoff-like game. I mean, it was very, very physical. I think that both teams were getting away with a lot, and you kind of saw OKC after the game complaining about what San Antonio was getting away with, and they thought there was a foul on the Caruso play at the end, which maybe there was, but as a lot of people have said on, you know, social media, the Thunder are not the type of team that could be complaining about soft fouls, because this is a team that hammers everybody on every single night. So they are going to need to expect for teams to play, you know, physical basketball with them in a bigger game than just a regular season game. And that's what we saw. And I'll say that this is why I'm a little bit, you know, I would say I'm not high on OKC. Obviously, I believe this team can break the record this year, and I think that they're the favorites to win the NBA title, like 100%. But I think that a lot of people phrase the question of, like, who will win the NBA title with, can anyone beat the Thunder? And I've always kind of said that I think that they can, and it's because you go back to last year, you go back to the year before, like, this is a team that has struggled with the physicality and slower pace of the playoffs and kind of the way that teams are able to just throw extra defenders at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and, you know, hope that OKC could beat them from deep. And, you know, it's another game, another data point that we've now seen now where it was a big game and we just saw them lose. So I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that this team wins the title, even if they're able to stay healthy. I think that, you know, they are going to be challenged by a couple teams, especially in the Western Conference. Like, I think the Nuggets, the Rockets, and maybe the Spurs can give them a run for their money in a postseason setting. I think that they would beat the Spurs in seven games, but I don't think it's a lock that they would beat either, you know, the Rockets or the Nuggets. I think both of those teams are absolutely great. And then moving on to yesterday, I'm not going to recap the games very much, but it was a very good day for us. We went 4-1 with the plays that I had over at VSiN.com. So if you're a VSiN pro, I hope that you are checking out the website when I do my Saturday and Sunday picks, because we're only doing this pod Monday to Friday. And if you're not a VSiN pro, I hope that you jump in on one of the available offers, which we'll talk about soon. But we'll start talking about tonight's games now. I don't want to do too much of the weekend because the NBA Cup's tomorrow. We'll talk about that with Kelly Bidlin when he joins us on the Tuesday episode of Hardwood Handicappers. But yeah, we'll get into tonight's games because it is a pretty good slate. We're recording this on Monday, December 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern. So, you know, bear with me if some of the lines move, but we'll be talking about the ones that I'm seeing right now. We'll start with Detroit at Boston. Game tips at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Celtics are 1.5-point favorites in this game. Total is 230.5. And this is a game where I do have a play on Boston on the money line. I actually took -122 with the Celtics here. And a lot of that just has to do with the way that this Celtics team has performed as a home favorite under Joe Mazzulla. I mean, you're talking about a team that's 21-5 straight up as a home favorite of six or fewer points under Mazzulla. Also 15-6 straight up when playing with 3+ days of rest. So this is a Boston group that is well rested, and that is important. I mean, this isn't as old of a team as it has been in recent seasons, but it is a team that has guys that are, you know, occasionally banged up, with Jaylen Brown, the best player on the Celtics, being one of them. So I think that giving him a few extra days of rest is big. And this Detroit team, for as good as they have been under J.B. Bickerstaff and as good as they've been this season, they are just 13-15 straight up in games with lines of +3 to -3 under Bickerstaff. So the games that are really expected to be close and expected to be grinded out, they have struggled a little bit. They have not been as good as they have been, you know, over the course of the season, where they've been pretty much the best team in the Eastern Conference. So I think this is an interesting matchup. And I also add that, like, this is a game where the math battle is going to be absolutely huge. You're talking about a Celtics team that's making 15.9 threes per game this season. That's the second best mark in the entire NBA. The Pistons are only making 11.2. That's the 28th best number of the mark. So third worst in the league. This is a big, big difference when talking about the most important shot in basketball. And it was a big difference when they met earlier in the year. You know, they played a couple weeks ago in the NBA Cup, and Boston won at home, making 23s. Detroit only made 11. I do think that that's going to be a factor in this game. And I also think it was big that the Celtics were able to win that game despite Jaylen Brown shooting only 12 for 32 from the floor. I think you could expect him to play a lot better, especially, like I said, after a couple of days of rest. I just think that Boston's, you know, in a really good spot here to win. And I also like that the Celtics are coming off a loss to the Raptors, I mean, to the Bucks, that they really should have won. They were up double digits in that game. They let it slip away in the second half. I think they'll bounce back here, especially with a few extra days to prepare. Next game we'll talk about is Raptors at Heat, 7:30 p.m. Eastern tip. This is a game where the Heat are laying 5.5 points. The total is 235.5. I actually don't have anything in terms of sides or totals in this one. I think it's a really tough game to call. I mean, Toronto has been struggling lately, but I do think this team is going to end up getting things right. And you could say the same about Miami. Miami has not been as good as it was since the start of the season. And, you know, they've definitely skidded a little bit over the last 2 weeks, and definitely turned in a really poor performance against the Magic in the NBA Cup knockout stage, a game where they went up really big early and then just completely fell apart, you know, both effort-wise and shooting-wise, like everything unraveled for them. So I think both these teams are going to bounce back soon. I'm not sure who I think it's going to be tonight. I guess I would lean Miami, just because I do think that the style of play will be a factor in this game, where they just get up and down the court in such a hurry, and they do run such a smooth offense that I do think that there's a chance that they end up just kind of out-executing the Raptors, who can be a little bit, you know, disjointed offensively. They are playing without RJ Barrett again, so that's another scorer that they're missing, and it's probably not a team that can afford to be without a guy that scores 20 a night. It's just has not been, you know, a trustworthy group on that end of the floor. So I guess I would lean Miami, but the play that I actually do have in this game is Davion Mitchell over 8.5 points at -122. And Mitchell has scored at least 10 points in 3 of his last 4 games, has not really seen his minutes impacted too much since the return of Tyler Hero. Like, I thought that there would be maybe a squeeze on him a little bit, because they do have Norm Powell and Hero as two of their best players. And, you know, the minutes have to come from somewhere, but, you know, Mitchell's still playing, you know, 30 plus minutes on a nightly basis. And as long as he's doing that, he's going to be a threat to put up numbers. And normally I would say it would be assists with him, but I do think this is a matchup where you're going to see him score in double figures, because the Toronto team is 27th in the NBA defending spot up shooters. Mitchell is a 39.3% 3-point shooter. So if he does get clean looks in this game, I think that he'll bury them. And the Raptors are also just 22nd in the NBA at defending in the paint, at the rim specifically. And Mitchell does score 36% of all of his points at the basket. So not only is he a good 3-point shooter and a, you know, lethal catch and shoot player, but also a guy that can attack the rim. So I think there's a really good chance that he ends up having a pretty good game as a scorer here. Want to bet smarter this holiday season? VSiN has the perfect gift for you or the sports bettor in your life. Right now, you could take advantage of our holiday special and get VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. That gives you everything we do, including daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools and weekly wide receiver cornerback matchup edges, 24/7 video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, complete coverage of every major sport through the spring, from football and hoops to March Madness, the NFL Draft, and the Masters. Plus, you'll get all of our postseason betting guides and expert picks, including for the college football playoffs and the Super Bowl. Don't miss this limited time holiday special. Head to vsin.com/subscribe and unwrap your betting edge today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. And I've mentioned it before, if you've been listening to this podcast, I do a lot of tennis. So I mentioned a couple of sports there that we'll be doing through the spring. But yeah, you'll get a lot of tennis from me, starting with the Australian Open in a couple of weeks, which I'm excited for. Moving on tonight, let's talk about the Mavericks at the Jazz. This is a game where the Mavericks are laying 1.5 points. The total is 239.5. Game tips at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is an interesting game for me because I have been kind of singing the praises of Dallas lately, but I will be on Utah in this game on the money line at +107. I just think that this is the type of spot in which, you know, historically the Jazz have been pretty strong under Will Hardy. They're 20-14 straight up in home games with lines of +3 to -3 since he became the head coach. And they're 18-14 straight up under Hardy when facing teams with winning percentages between 25% and 40%. This Utah team, like, for as bad as they have been for a couple of years now, like, when they are in a game that they can win at home, they are always live in those games. So I do think this is a team that really will be motivated by playing a winnable game in Salt Lake City. And it is a game where, you know, Lauri Markkanen is not listed on the injury report. So you're talking about a Utah team that is better than Dallas offensively and definitely worse defensively, but you will see some of the effort ramped up a little bit when they're talking about a home game for this young Jazz team, which has been, you know, way more competitive than people thought, you know, to start this season. And I think the Mavericks are also dealing with a couple of big injuries coming into this game with AD and Daniel Gafford, both being questionable. And, you know, Derek Lively, we just found out a couple of days ago, out for the season as he, you know, heads towards another foot surgery. It's just a team that is not completely 100% in health right now. And while I do like Cooper Flagg and, you know, potentially Davis to have big games, if they're both out there, I mean, Flagg will be, but I just think this is a game where we're going to see Utah's offense just be the difference maker here. I think the Jazz can score in a number of different ways. And I think the Keontae George might end up being the X factor in this one, because I don't really think that there's anybody in the Mavericks backcourt that could cover him, not the way that he's been playing lately. So I think Utah on the money line at plus money odds, whatever you can get them, would be a really good look in this game. Next game is Rockets at Nuggets, probably the best game of the night. Tips at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Nuggets laying 1.5, totals 237.5. Injury report still somewhat crowded for Denver. I mean, unfortunately, Christian Brown and Aaron Gordon are still out, two of the team's best defenders. And then for, you know, Houston, it's Fred VanVleet, which we'll be saying for the next couple of months if he comes back at all. I don't think he will. And then Tari Eason's questionable for the Rockets as well. So there is a little bit of a discrepancy when you're looking at the injury report here. Houston is in much better shape when you're looking at that. And I do think that Houston's in a nice little revenge spot here, because a couple of weeks back, you know, Denver went into Houston and won on their home floor. And I think the Rockets are a very prideful team and a very competitive group, and they're very tough as well. I think they're going to want to go into Denver and kind of get their lick back. And this is a game where, you know, it's going to be very difficult for Denver to win without Brown and Gordon, because those are two of the team's best defenders. And honestly, two of the only defenders that really play like every single possession in their rotation. Like, you really can't trust a lot of the other guys in this lineup to just go out and defend every night. Those are two of them. And this Rockets team, while we talk about them as a defensive minded group, they are, you know, a top three team in the league in adjusted offensive rating. And just overall, they have a better adjusted net rating than the Nuggets do on the season. They're +8.4 on the season, you know, going over to dunks and threes, and Denver's +6.7. So you're talking about the second and third best teams in the NBA, but pretty big gap between Houston and Denver this year. And you probably make up a little bit of that with this game being played at Ball Arena, where Denver has been spectacular for forever. Honestly, this team has been good playing in Denver for a very long time, but I do think that the Rockets have the edge with them being the better team and the healthier team. And like I also said before, you know, this is a team that lost to the Nuggets earlier in the season. And Ime Udoka is 31-21-1 against the spread, revenging a same season loss versus an opponent, you know, since becoming the head coach of Houston. And I am going to be taking the spread in this game. I'm going to take the 1.5 at -105 odds, because you're choosing between +1.5 at -105 or taking the money line at +102. I'd rather have the point in case something wacky happens, but I do think this is a game that Houston's going to win. And I think that even going back to last game too, some things happened that I don't think you're going to see again. Like Alperen Şengün went 6-for-14 from the floor, was a -16 in 36 minutes in the first meeting between these teams. I think you can count on him to play a lot better. We've seen him play really well against Nikola Jokic in the past, especially at Eurobasket, where He was the difference maker in the matchup between, you know, Hungary and Serbia. And I do think we're going to see him play very well here. And I do think this is also a game where you're probably not going to see as efficient of a performance for Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic as we saw last game. They combined for 60 points last game. I'd say that's repeatable, but they shot 21 for 36 against Houston. And this is one of the best defensive teams in the league. I'd be surprised if they're as efficient this time around. And by the way, I said Hungary and Serbia. I meant Turkey and Serbia. Sorry about that. But yeah, I think that the Rockets plus 1.5 at minus 105 is the right call in this game. Final game of the night that we'll talk about is Grizzlies at Clippers, 10:30 p.m. Eastern tip. The Clippers are laying 4.5 in this game. Total's 228.5. I don't have anything here. I mean, I have a lean on Los Angeles at 4. If you can get it there, I think there's a few shops that have 4. DK is showing right now 4.5. But I think this is a game where I would expect the Clippers to come out and win somewhat convincingly. The problem is that James Harden is questionable. And if Harden is not out there, you're talking about way too much offense being missing. But if he does play, this is a really good spot for them. I mean, I've talked about Memphis all year, talked about them before the season. This is one of my favorite teams to go over their win total, have over 39.5, but the injuries have just been a complete nightmare. And now you're talking about a team that's playing without Zach Edey. And this season, they are 3-10 in the games that they play without Edey. Everything is worse when he's off the floor, but defensively, you're talking about a guy that, you know, is just absolutely massive around the basket. And between him and Jaren Jackson Jr., you have two guys that really make life difficult on opposing drivers, but just all of the length that they have around the rim. And offensively, it's an elite rim target, whether that's catching a lob or just catching a, you know, a pass around the basket to finish easily over an opponent. It's just somebody that is a massive body, has good touch around the rim, and, you know, not having him makes this team a lot worse on both ends of the floor. And I'm still skeptical about what we're going to see out of the Grizzlies with Ja Morant back. I mean, they lost their first game with him. It was a very, you know, winnable game the other night, and it was a game that I expected Memphis to win. But it's just a team that they're going to have to figure out a way to make this work, and it's going to be a lot harder to do that without Edey. It was already going to be hard enough with just Morant. So I think this is a game that the Clippers will win comfortably. It's just I would wait until you see if Harden's out there, and if that means playing it at 5 instead of 4, I think that that's worth it, knowing that Harden's in. Before we recap our best bets, if you think you know hoops, it's now the time to prove it with Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball predictions into real cash. Download the Better app and make your picks more or less on your favorite players' points, rebounds, and assists. However you see the game playing out, track your lineup live, watch the numbers move, and sweat every possession right there in the app. Right now, Better is making it easy to get started. Use code VSINPOD to get $10 free. No deposit needed. Just sign up, make your picks, and you're right in the action. Better Picks is live in 33 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. So download Better, that's BETR, and use code VSINPOD to score your free $10. Better Picks, basketball just got better. Must be 18 plus in ineligible states. Terms and conditions apply. All right, well, let's run down the Monday best bets that I have for you. I have 4 for the evening right now. I have the Celtics money line at minus 122 versus the Pistons. I have Davion Mitchell over 8.5 points at minus 122 against the Raptors. I have the Jazz on the money line at plus 107 against the Mavericks. And I have the Rockets at plus 1.5 at minus 105 against the Nuggets. So 4 plays for me on the 5-game slate. It's not as action-packed of a slate as we usually have, but I do think that there are some really good games, especially that Rockets-Nuggets one. I mean, these are two of the best teams in the Western Conference and two teams that I said earlier in the show I believe can win the NBA title. So I'm really looking forward to seeing those two scrap. And then, like I said, we have the NBA Cup Finals tomorrow night. As of right now, the Knicks are 2.5-point favorites in that game. Total is 228.5, and we'll have Kelly Bidlin, co-host of a numbers game. And, you know, I'm very excited to talk NBA with Kelly always, but he's going to the game tomorrow night, so I think he's going to be excited to talk about it as well. So if you're looking for some NBA Cup plays, we'll have it here on Hardwood Handicappers. We'll have it on VSiN.com. So make sure you join us for the Tuesday edition of the show, and good luck with your bets tonight.